ఓం వక్రతుండమహాకాయ సూర్యకోటిసమప్రభ నిర్విఘ్నం కురు మే దేవ సర్వకార్యేషు సర్వదా. సరస్వతి నమస్తుభ్యం వరదే కామరూపిణి విద్యారంభం కరిష్యామి సిద్ధిర్భవతు మే సదా. గురురేవ గతిర్ గురుమేవ భజే గురునైవ సహాస్మి నమో గురవే. నగురోః పరమం శిశురస్మి గురోర్మతిరస్తి గురౌ మమ పాహి గురో. అసాధ్య సాధక స్వామిన్ అసాధ్యం తవ కిం వద. రామదూత కృపాసింధో మత్కార్యం సాధయ ప్రభో. నమస్కారం టు ఎవ్రీబడి. ఓకే, టుడే వి విల్ కంటిన్యూ విత్ looking up dhatus in apte dictionary. Okay, so let's get started. Last week we looked up some dhatus. Today I will just continue with the dhatus. So I will start with this thing called vid. Okay, let me start this. So vid, this vid is a dhatu, which I'm choosing this because this vid dhatu occurs in many of the ganas. Like there are 10 ganas, as I mentioned. Vid dhatu occurs in many ganas. Let's look at it. So the first meaning is in the second gana. It's called the adadi gana. So there it is, the forms are veti, and then viveda vidan chakara is a lit form. So this is a bit viveda or vidan chakara. That should be, I think there is a typo here. Vidan chakara or viveda. Avedit is a lung form. Vetsyati is the bhavishyat kala form, lrit form. Vetum is a tumunanta. Vidita is a nishtafam. So basically the meanings are to know, understand. This dhatu's meaning is quite familiar for many people. So this is one form to know and all these things. And then apte gives nachaitad vidma kataranno gariyaha iti Bhagavad Gita. So there it is, he gives that vidmaha is a form here. Tatha, okay, so he keeps going. Let me keep going down. The next form occurs in the divadi gana, the second, the fourth gana. So the form is vidyate. It's an atmanepadi dhatu in that gana. Vidyate. It means to exist. Sattayam is the meaning. So there is just vidyate, means to exist. So the papam na vidyate. There is one form here, and again he gives again from Bhagavad Gita, anasato vidyate bhavaha, na bhavo vidyate sataha. And he says compare with us dhatu. Us also is to exist. Vidyate is also to exist. Asti to exist, vidyate to exist. And to happen is the other meaning. The third meaning occurs in the sixth gana. It is the tudadi gana. And there it is the form has a nakara vindati or vindate. Vindati. Again, that means to get, to acquire, to obtain and all these things, or to find, discover, recognize. There's a Subhashitam he gives, yathadenu sahasreshu vatso vindati mataram. the Subhashitam. Okay. And then the fourth meaning is in the seventh gana. Vinte is the form. Vinte. With Vinna is the Nishtha form. To know, understand. So this is another meaning of that. To know or the second gana also said, the Veti also said to know or understand. The seventh gana dhatu, Vinte, also means to know, understand, to consider. All these things. There are more meanings here. And the tenth gana also it occurs. Vichuradi gana, it's Atmanepati form. Vedayate, to tell, to announce, declare, and all these things. Or to dwell is also another meaning. And then he goes to, okay. Asa eva na as. I didn't understand that. Let me go back. There is one point that asa eva na as. Okay. I don't know where it is. He says that. Okay. Vedayate is a form. Okay, there. And then after that, Apte gives the following verse, illustrates the root in some of his conjugations. Veti sarvani shastrani garvastasyana vidyate vinte dharmam sada sadbihi teshu pujamna vindati. So this veti is used in all the forms, different forms in this particular verse. He's saying, Veti sarvani shastrani, he knows all shastras. Garvastasyana vidyate, he doesn't have any garvam. Garva. Vinte dharmam sada. So he, vinte, here he says, he considers, take regard for dharmam sada. Sadbihi teshu pujam cha vindati. So there is this verse is just a play of all the forms of viddhatu. Tataiva, another thing is sattayam vidyate jnane veti vinte vicharane vidate vindate prapto shya shyan luk shnam sheshu vit kramat. So this is these are the vikrana pratyas. We'll leave this here. The vikrana pratyas are given here. This is just more of a grammatical explanation of the terms. And then he gives compare with video, with on, and all these things with other languages. Okay. As is the dhatu. No, it's not vidyate. For vidyate, as is the dhatu. Asa, maybe in the dhatu pata, but as is the niru anubandha form. All right, so this I wanted to just cover vidyate because I could cover all many ganas. So you see, vid is a dhatu, but the form differs in many. So vid this looks like veti in the second gana, vidyate in the fourth gana, vindati in the sixth gana, vinte in the seventh gana. Meaning of sattayam, I explained in the last class, sattayam means to exist. Okay. So now we will go, we'll switch gears and look at, for example, last class there was a question that, okay, do I have to know the dhatus always to search for these words? Otherwise, it's very difficult. Sometimes when I started using dictionaries, it was very difficult to know the dhatu. The dhatu, knowing the dhatu is actually requires quite a level of understanding of the language. So I'm going to go into some ways, some tricks where I will show how you can search with the without knowing the dhatus names, just knowing the forms. For example, I know. Let me go back one level, and then I'll go to the advanced search. So this particular thing I'm going to show is only applicable in this online version of this dictionary, only in IITS colon. In phones, you may not be able to do this. It depends on how much features that particular app gives you. This app is going to give me some flexibility to search because this is a whole entire database. You can search however you want. So let's say whenever I go to what is a head word, I just have to give you some background. What is a head word? What is a text word? So this is a Sanskrit English dictionary. So a head word is the entry word. Head word means entry word. Entry word is always in Sanskritam. English, the text word are in, can be in Sanskritam. It's a mixture of Sanskritam and, for example, he gave a quote. It is in Sanskritam and the meanings are all in English. So the text word are in English or Sanskritam. So basically now we are going to go into the text word search, text only. And okay, here there are a lot of ways, Kyoto hard word, SLP1, iTrans. So far I've been using in the list, advanced list display, I was using SLP1. So let me share this particular thing. I will share this also with you, this particular PDF also with you in the course webpage. So there are different entry schemes, how you can enter this. So for example, one Devanagari scheme may look like this. Some other Devanagari scheme may look like this. This Harvard Kyoto or Kyoto Harvard is entry is A-A-E-E like that. This is how the entry looks. You can enter, but SLP1 is looks like this. So I'm just giving you this. I will put upload in the page, course webpage. You can use. So you whichever input scheme you are comfortable with, you can start getting used to, so that you can start searching with these kind of input schemes. Okay, so let me go back to the dictionary. So I'm going to use Kyoto Harvard, and I'm going to take this dhatu, the kriyapadam prichati. So the prichati, I don't know what is the dhatu, mula dhatu. So let's search for prichati. I'm using the Kyoto Harvard. So prichati, I'm saying text only, and then it will search wherever prichati is available in the text of the dictionary. See, these are the words which have prichati in them. So for example, here there is a prichati, but adharma is the entry word. So let me say prichati. It says if I come down, all the prichati forms will be highlighted. I'm just doing control F in my pen. Okay, so I keep coming down. See, the prach is the one entry here. So prach is the dhatu for prichati. So now it now gives prichati. Papracha is a lit form. Aprakshit is a lung form. Prakshati is a rut form, and all these things. So, and he also gives a causative form. Prachayati. Sometimes he gives the passive forms also. If, for example, they are not very intuitive. Prachayat. Prachayate is the form he's giving, and then the derivative. So on. So basically, this is one way to, if you don't know the dhatu, so you can use some tricks like this to find what is the dhatu. So let me try another dhatu, janati. For example, janati. I'm saying janati. I don't know the, let's say I don't know the dhatu for it. So I search for it here again. So it keeps giving me a lot of entries here from the dictionary. What all in which all entries the word janati comes in the text. So for example, here the janati is here. First for the akshetra, janati is here. So if you keep coming down, you see nya. Nya is the dhatu whose form is janati. So this is in the ninth gana. It's a ubhayapadi form. So janati, janite. He gives a lat lakara form, two forms. Jagnyo, lit, or jagnye, so on. So basically, this is one way to find how you, if you don't know the dhatu, you can search like this. You think this form, this. So this is in the advanced search. So let me go back and help. Okay, this, let me first give you a little bit of parichayam of this. So if you type on, if you click on help, it will give you it'll give you a documentation of how you should search. It just gives you a simple documentation of help for advanced search. So it will give you this program does partial word search and all these things. So you can read this up. So how did I get to here? I went to the advanced search. I click on advanced search and then I get this particular panel. And then you can play around with this. I hope all of you in this call are now already started using the dictionary. If you are coming to this Tuesday class just after without using the dictionary, you are not making well use of this course. You should by now you should be very familiar with basic searches. Also, then if for example, let's say you are just searching dictionary, nobody will just search a dictionary just like that. You should have a constant study of Sanskritam going on in the background. You should be a proper Sanskritam student going to some class or something. And if you using that, it will be useful. Just taking a course on Sanskritam, Kosha Darshanam, is of no use if you are not a Sanskrit student. Okay. The next dhatu I want to show is Jayati. So Jayati, I don't know what is the, let's say I don't know what is the dhatu. So I search Jayati. Okay, it says headword. It's not there. So I see, it says no matches found in Jayati. See, if you search Jayati in the entry from the dictionary, you will be disappointed. At least in Apte dictionary, you will be disappointed. So you go to text word only. Or headword or text, whatever it is. So text word only. If you say headword or text, it will give you more matches here. I know that Jayati is not a form, so I go to text only and then search for Jayati. So again here, if I just look into these in words, which search words, it gives you G is the dhatu. So G, let's spend some time on G dhatu, which is so G is the Bhuvadigana dhatu, first gana. It says Atmanepadi when preceded by para or vi. So even though this is a parasmaipadi dhatu, it takes an Atmanepadi form when it preceded by upasarga para or vi. So if the para jayate, vijayate is the form for upasarga purvakam. So jayati, jigaya, jigye, all these things. So this is one thing which the next topic will be like upasarga form. So basically these upasargas are not always, for example, if G is a parasmaipadi dhatu, it doesn't necessarily mean that all the upasarga forms of that dhatu is always a parasmaipadi dhatu. It may not be. So this is an example of that, like jayati and all these things. Parajayate, vijayate, so on. We will come to that in just after searching one more dhatu. So I'm just giving you more dhatus because I want you to get you familiar to how we can search without knowing. So even a beginner can do. Apte is one of the beginner's dictionary we are learning, because if this itself is difficult for the beginners, then how do you start with anything? So I'm just giving you some tricks. Of course, this is only in the IITS colon website. You cannot use this in your phone. I'm repeating again. Okay. All right. So next dhatu I want to take is tishtati. So see, I'm very comfortable with typing like this. So because I'm very used to this Kyoto Harvard and all these things. So I know it's in my mind, all this mapping is all there in my mind. If you start using it yourself, you will also become very familiar. So anyway, I will share that particular input scheme sheet with you in the course webpage. Okay, tishtati. Okay, tishtati now has so many forms, so many things. So here, I don't even see this. Okay, what is the form? For example, here, if you see, here tishtati is here. And let me... So I have highlighted tishtati in all the entries which is showing up. I'm going very slow now because I know that it doesn't. Okay, tishtati here. I keep going down. which input scheme do I recommend? No, I don't recommend any input scheme. Please take a look at the input scheme yourself and then pick which one is comfortable for you. You can use Kyoto Harvard. It is good. It is very simple. Yeah, all input schemes are intuitive. Why was there many input schemes? Because each one has their own taste, right? If you ask which deity is better deity, Rama or Krishna, nobody will be able to answer. It's all personal choices. Okay. So this I've just keeping on going. So here I've said only 20, maximum 20 outputs. You can click on next to go to the next entries. So other 5 entries are here. So if you take a look at it, I mean, stha is the dhatu for tishtati. So again, it is the first gana atmanepadi dhatu. The first gana parasmepadi. And it says atmanepadi also in certain senses. Sometimes it is atmanepadi. It takes atmanepadi form, but this is a parasmepadi dhatu. Tishtati, tishtate and all these things. So, and then he gives, for example, sometimes, as I said, if he thinks that the form is very irregular, he will give that. Passive form is thiyate. He gives that here. And then he gives a note here. The sakara of this root is changed to shakara after a preposition ending in ikara or ukara. So this is one thing very important. So for example, we will go into this particular detail quickly next. So sakara, please remember this, sakara is changed to shakara after a preposition e or u. And then he says stha is to stand, to stay, abide, dwell, live and all these things. So on. I'm not going to go into the details of this. I want you to play around with this dictionary. I'm not going to go into all this. So sthapayati, sthapayate in the causative form. Okay. Alright, so now we will switch gears and question. There are some other questions. So, for example, let's come back to the stha dhatu itself. The stha dhatu, I want to know what all upasarga forms exist. Okay. So, the question is, okay, stha is dhatu. There are 22 upasargas in the Sanskritam language. Not all upasargas go with all dhatus. So, there are some upasargas which do not go with some dhatus or something. How do we know this? Is the question. So this is the question. So now let us try to find the answer for this. So let's take stha itself, the dhatu. So what I'm going to do is, as I said previously, okay, let me go back to this and let's do some upasarga form searches and then come back to it. So I'm going to go back to the list display again. So if you, one more thing is, this is the, if you go to this main page, it will say B, L, A, M, D. So B is basic, L is list, A is advanced. I think M is mobile friendly, D is downloads. So you can, I'm going to just go to the list display here right away. So that's what I've been using. So as I said, Paraji, we saw that, right? Paraji, the form. So Paraji is a form, so it says Paraji and it clearly says one Atmanepadi. Even though G is a Dhatu, which is a Parasmaipadi Dhatu, Paraji, Savarajayate is what you should always say. See, Yam Parajayase Mrsha. So this Parajayase is the Madhyama Purusha form, it's Parajayase, and then Viji. So you have to search Viji. So V, G, again Atmanepadi form, so on. Okay, you're not able to use a Sanskrit keyboard in iPad for input. So iPad, I'm not sure, you need not use the Sanskrit keyboard, because this whole dictionary, if this can use the English keyboard itself, it can work. I'm using English keyboard only, so I don't have a Sanskrit keyboard here. I'm just typing with English, but the input scheme is based on the input scheme, it will take it as Sanskritam. Okay. And then let's say, like Yuj, Upayuj. So this Yuj is the Dhatu. So let me first search Yuj. Yuj is a Dhatu, which is a Ubayapadi Dhatu. Yunakti, Yungte are two forms. This is Atmanepadi form, and Yungte is a Yunakti is the Parasmaipadi form. Yungte is the Atmanepadi form. Now I will search Upayuj. this Upayuj always is a person, Atmanepadi form. Upayuj is always an Atmanepadi form. Even though it is a Uyuj is a Upayabadi Dhatu, this Upayuj is an Atmanepadi form. So Yungte is the Atmanepadi form for Yuj. So you should say Upayungte is the present tense form. Shadgunyam Upayunjita is Upayunjita is a so Upayunjita is a Madhyama Purusha Bahuvachana form, Upayunjita. Okay, so on, I mean, let's now go back to advanced display, and I had a question, right? So basically Pastha, okay. Let me go back. I wanted to show you one more thing. Okay, now never mind. Okay, I'll go back to this. Stha upasarga. That's what I'm going to do now. Stha upasarga. Okay. That is the question. How do we look at upasarga forms of stha? Is the question. So the head word. I'm going to look at head word only. And then I'm going to put stha here. Stha. And then I'm saying stha is supposed to be the. So here I will just show you here. So this is exact. So far I've been searching with exact. You can also search with prefix. That is, prefix means this particular stha is the prefix of that word. So it just comes in the first part of the word. Or the suffix of the word. Or infix of the word. It comes in the mid between the word, for example. Or substring or something. So basically I'm going to search stha as the suffix. That means upasarga comes always before the dhatu, and the end of the dhatu is stha. Okay, so this is what I'm going to search. So now if I say search, it will give you all the words where stha is at the end of the word. So anastha, avastha, astha, astha, upastha. So the upastha is a upasarga form with upastha. Upa with stha dhatu. So if you click on that, it will say one ubhayapadi dhatu, to stand near, fall to one's chair. So upastha, stha is to stand, upastha is to stand near. One thing is, even though the Sanskrit language has 2200 dhatus, some of the dhatus are very rarely used because of the upasarga forms of dadar dhatus. So basically, if you take one dhatu and you put upasargas to it, it can cover quite a big ground of meanings. So that's why in the language, then generally people use a fewer number of dhatus, but with various upasargas. So the upasargas can be like one upasarga, two upasargas. You see, for example, pratyavastha, prati av a stha. So this pratyavastha has many upasargas joined together. And prastha, vistha, all these things. So, yes, these kind of searches are not greatness of Apte, but digitizers. That's why I am telling you, this digitization of dictionaries was in the first class introduction. I mentioned how wise this digitization is useful. I mean, we all should use it. If people are doing it and nobody is using it, what is the use? I mean, one, we have to start using dictionaries. And next, we have to start appreciating this digitization of this is the day and age of dictionaries. Can you believe it that such big dictionaries are now in our fingertips, literally, in the mobile phones? Okay. So, samprastha is a form. Sampra is a couple of upasargas. Here, see. Samprastha, to set out, to depart, and all these things. So, even though stha means to stand or something, samprastha means to depart. Or these things. And again, it's Atmanepadi Dhatu. Sampratishthate. This should be the form here. Apte will not give. You should know it is Stha Dhatu and then Sampra are Upasargas. So you should now say, oh, it's Sampratishthate is the Tatlakara form. Okay? Alright, so Apte gave in the stha dhatu itself, he said, if it is upasarga is preceded, the upasarga and end of the upasarga is e or u, this shakara, sakara is changed to shakara. So now let's search for shakara here. Sorry. Shakara here, okay. This is the. I change the sakara into shakara. Stha. So now if I search again, I got suffix. Okay, let me see. What am I doing? Suffix. Shta. Okay. Oh, sorry. That is because of the sakara turning into a shakara. The takara, right? It turns into a takara. So there's a shtutvam happening. And that also I forgot. So that's why I don't see anything. So. Okay. Atishta. Okay. Somebody's question. Samupastha is what dhatu? Stha is a dhatu. Samupastha. Stha is a dhatu. Sam is a upasarga. Upa is another upasarga. Sam upa. All are stha dhatus. Okay. Okay. This, as I said, the sakara turning to a shakara forces the thakara into a thakara, is a second tha. So it becomes a murdhanya desha. So basically, atishtha, ati, stha. So again here, Bhapte doesn't give the forms. He assumes that you know that this atishtha is ati upasarga purvaka stha dhatuhu. Infix and substring means the same. In looks like it. I'm not very sure about what is the difference between that. I can get back on that. So basically, the help will give you all the details. But that there should be some difference. Or this by the way, this whole thing, this whole engine is applicable to all the 36 dictionaries. So in some dictionaries, infix and substring might be the same. In some dictionaries, it may not be the same. All these things. So. Yeah, the suffix search is great for writing poetry with rhyming. Yeah, correct. Okay. Atishta, adishta, anushta. So anushta is anushtanam. So it says it coming from stha dhatu. To perform, to carry out. See, this stha dhatu, though the meaning is to stay, remain and all these things, the upasargas really take the meaning away to some different domains, and it says to do, perform, carry out. So the upasarga, it's not very easy to guess the meaning of some dhatu with upasarga based on the mula dhatu's meanings. Kashta. So kashta does not have I or U. Very good question. So kashta will not be from the dhatu shta. Kashta is not derived from stha dhatu. Here I said suffix sta. So wherever the dictionary is a dumb tool, right? The computer is a dumb tool. I said sta at the end. So kashta is not a upasarga purvaka form of sta dhatu. Okay. Narishta. Narishta also is not from sta dhatu. Parinishta. Okay, so on. Vishta. Only if it's a dhatu form, you will see that. Okay. Anyway, so this is what I wanted to show you. What else did I want to show you? Okay, this upasarga form. So this are some. I'm not showing you everything. I'm just introducing you to some tricks here. I would play around with it, and by try and error, you will get it very easily. Okay, now let's go back to. So these are all forms for dhatus. Now we did namapadani and kriyapadani. So now there are quite a few words in the Sanskrit language which are derived, the subantas are derived from dhatus. They are called kridantas. So let's quickly look at some kridanta forms. So I am going to go back to my favorite list search. So one form is the potential form, it's called. So for example, karaniya. So this is the aniya form. Karana, okay. Karaniya is not there. Okay, let me say it's gamaniya. So gamaniya is a potential participle, it says. So it's an anear form. It is more of like the meaning is ajna form, kamaniya. So it says potential participle form. So accessible, approachable, all these things. So fit to be practiced. Like this. So and then we'll take some other dhatu. Karaniya. Let's say karya. Karya is also potential. So this potential form tavyar, aniyar, and this nyat are the three forms which are all potential forms. So tavyat, aniyat. So you can also search kartavya or something. So this karya is a potential form. What ought to be done or made and all these things. So I just wanted to introduce potential participle form. So this potential participle is tavyar, aniyar, and all forms which are useful. Okay. So then, another simple form is the nishtha form, kta form, gata, for example. Gata is from the gam dhatu. If you add the kta pratyaya, it will give you this form called the past participle form. Passive past participle form. So it's gam kta. He gives the yuktati, he gives. So it means gata means like gone or departed and all these things. So these forms are also, you search as an entry word itself. So because this is itself is a subanta form, you can think about this as an akaranta namapadam subantam and search gata. And then there is also gatavat, ktavatu form. Gatavat is not there. Okay. He doesn't give every all small forms. So let's say kritavat is there. Let's say no, it's not there. Okay. There are other forms, and I'm just trying to give you what other forms. Basically, I am trying to give kridanta forms. I'm trying to research. I mean, there are quite. For example, okay. There's a pad, there's a dhatu, panna, we'll search. So pad, so some of these dhatus which end in dakara and all these things, there are, because of sandhi rules, you get panna, pad, from panna, you get nishpanna, utpanna and all these things, okay. Aniya, let's see. Okay, somebody search Aniya. Aniya is not there. Aniya is Ani is the dhatu, right? Aniya. Ani is the dhatu. So, all right. So these are some of the things which I wanted to do. Okay, I have another example in my notes to show. Okay, let me go back and show that also, because just I will after that answer questions maybe. So I wanted to show head word gum, although pasarga forms of gum. Atigam, adigam, anugam, antargam, upagam, abhigam, abhyagam, abhyagam, all these forms. There are quite a few forms. Paryagam and pragam, pratigam, pratyagam, pratyugam, vigam, all these things. Aptate dictionary doesn't give, it's not a big dictionary. It doesn't give all the entries. But this is quite a good dictionary for even advanced learners, some advanced learners. Okay. Okay, can you kindly explain the options in Sanskrit word? Okay, I will again go back. Okay, so there was one question about to explain this particular thing a bit more. So basically, a Sanskrit word is a Sanskrit word, right? So this is a Sanskrit English dictionary. So this first entry is only about a Sanskrit word. It should always be a Sanskrit word. The Sanskrit word can be a head word. A head word means, for example, a pragam here. This is the head word. And text are the other, these things are all texts. So you can search in head word only or text only or head word or text. Okay. And then here you, the Sanskrit word you search, you type a Sanskritam word. So because it's a Sanskrit word, you need some input scheme, right? Kyoto, Harvard or all these things. Here the text word, he says, is he doesn't give anything. So this particular thing can only be English. So, okay. This is good question. So this leads me to some other point. Let's say I want to search one English word. I know I don't know the Sanskritam word for one English word. For example, let's say sculpt. So what is sculpt? Oh, sculpting mean or sculpture? I'm saying sculpture. And then I want to search for it means the reverse dictionary. So basically I know the English word. This is the Sanskrit English dictionary. I can't look for sculpture in the head word, but it can be in the text word, right? So if I search like this, it will give you sculpture, some where sculpture occurs in the text. But this text word can be only in English here in the Apte dictionary. You can search that way. Okay, I am not able to, here the questions asked by other participants. People are not talking, they are typing into the panel called questions. Nobody is talking, only I am talking here. Everybody else is muted. Okay, so this one way. So text, again, Sanskrit word means it's a Sanskrit word. It could be, for example, here, as I said, Sanskrit can be in the text or in the head word. So that's why Sanskrit you can have this option is given. But an English word can be only in the text. So he gives text word this. So the text word you can enter only English words here. Okay. But Sanskritam can be in text or English. So, and you can also increase the number of searches here. If you increase it to like 500 or something, it will take a lot of time to search. So 20 is a good number. Okay. So these are the things. What else in a dictionary you can search? I mean, I think I have quite introduced Apte enough to you for you to get started, and please start using dictionaries. And as I said, if you are a teacher, please encourage your students to use Sanskritam this Apte dictionary because it is really a good use for Sanskrit students. It gives quite enough information about for beginner levels, beginner intermediate levels. Of course, if you learning Shastram and all, Apte may not be a great source, but there are other dictionaries. There are advanced dictionaries, which we will again see in this class. We'll look at Kalpadruma. Kalpadruma is like a encyclopedia. Okay. So I think I am pretty much done with Apte dictionary. I will start opening up for questions. We have good 15 minutes of question answer session. You can ask anything. Please don't ask me to search one word and all these things that you can do, but general techniques of how and all these things. And also please, I'm not a grammar expert, so don't ask me very difficult grammar questions. Okay. All right, 1 minute. The idea of prefix, suffix. Okay, good. All right, so let me go to the hands raised now. Okay, please unmute yourself before whoever raised your hands, please unmute yourself. If I unmute, you should also be unmuted. Okay. Venkatesh G.A.
Hi. So you have mentioned this before. So the gender of the word, and also how do we know that? And also, if it's an adjective, can we assume that it has all three genders?
Yes, correct. If it's an adjective, it means that it's in all three genders. So adjective is don't take the English literal meaning as okay. It of course it qualifies a noun, but adjective means actually in the dictionary it occurs in all three forms. Pullinga, strilinga, napunsakalinga.
Always.
Yeah, always. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, for example, you take any word, let me go, for example, buddhi. So I want to say buddhi. So he says buddhi, and then he says very clearly it's a feminine word. So F means feminine.
Okay.
So N means neuter, M means masculine. Yeah.
Okay. Another thing, may not be relevant to the class, but I'm curious, along as you describe, is there some thumb rule that a beginner can assume when he finds a new word, if it's pullinga, strilinga, or napumsakalinga?
Okay, so basically, generally, the hraswa akaranta shabdaha, hraswa akara, so basically the short a, are, I mean, whenever I say something in grammar, there's always exceptions, but in general, it is a pullinga shabda. The akara, ikara, dirga akara, dirga ikara are all generally strilinga shabda.
Okay.
Napumsakalinga, we can't say, but this is how much you can generalize. After this, this things breaks away. For halanta shabdas, you can find all kinds of halantas in all genders.
Oh, okay. Gender is such a pain in Sanskrit.
Yeah, gender is such a pain. Most because you are in Matrabhasha. This because most of the only Sanskritam has this whole thing about the shabda has a gender, right? I mean, not the vastu. So basically, in other Matrabhasha, because and more so, as I said in the first class, for example, based on my Matrabhasha, Nagaram or Nagara, Nagaraha or Gramaha or Gramam, it becomes very, very difficult. And when you're doing Sambhashana Sanskritam, a lot of people do mistakes on this, but it's okay. I think it comes by practice. So that is why I'm saying you should have a continuous study. You should not like say, okay, I'm done with Sanskritam learning. Then you are not done. So that's it.
Okay. And there isn't anything, say, if it is about feelings, then the word is feminine gender. If it is something else, then it's, you cannot generalize like that, right? It cannot be.
You can't. So there is one comment in the chat section which says Namalinga Nushasanam. So this Amarakosha is a wonderful, so that's why people study Amarakosha and they just by heart. So you can get a lot of your, all this linga thing will all be set right with that.
Okay. Thanks.
Namaste. Vasanta N.
Yeah, good evening. I just want to know, you know, in advanced search, there are preferences, there are many words in that, how to search for the dhatu.
Sorry, in advanced search, right, you said?
Yeah.
How to search for the dhatu, is it?
Yeah, how to search for the dhatu.
So what, do you know that?
On the left hand side, there are so many words. So which one is the dhatu?
Okay, so if you have, one thing is if you have heard that before, you can say, oh, so for example, Janati,
yes.
I said, right?
Yes.
Janati. Sorry, this is, I should search in the text only, okay. So for example, Janati, so this, if I heard that Nya before, I could go. Otherwise, the only way is to go one by one, okay, Akshetra is not, and go by elimination.
Okay, go by elimination. Okay.
That is the only way I can think of. I mean, there could be other ways.
Okay. Thank you.
Ananda Kumar Menon.
Namaste. Just to understand it for myself, I selected advanced this physics screen, and in Sanskrit word, I selected text only and
okay.
Typed Tha, the dhatu Tha.
Okay.
And everything is, remaining is same. Exact, Kyoto, Harvard. And there is nothing entered in text word.
Yeah, because in the text, there is no text. As I said, text is only the thing. It's not an entry word. If you, star is probably an entry word, right?
But what it showed me, Agni, Angushta, Atishta, etc.
Let's see. Okay, let's see. Text only and star. This is what you did, right? Here,
yeah.
it, So if here, for example, in this, it means that somewhere stha is there here in this.
That's all
it means. Somewhere stha is here. I have to search.
That we can control find. You
can control and find, right? Okay, let's see that. See, stha. No, exact.
Oh.
No, wait. I think this is an infix form. Upasthanam. Okay, let's see. Okay.
But we gave exact. No, that was not in string. So that's all.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good point. I have to check why this is like this. But stha is showing up in these things. That's what it means. Okay, stha. Okay, here.
From your explanation, what I thought is, when I give head word, it will show the Sanskrit word only. When I give text only, it will give the English meaning portion only, not with the
word. As I said, again, the text can have both. See, for example, okay, let's go to Adhi. So this Adhihi here, this is a text. This is a head word.
Okay.
The rest are all text.
Okay.
So the text has both Sanskritam and English, right? That's all. So the text can have both Sanskritam and English. Head word is only Sanskritam. So that's why when the Sanskrit word, it could be a text word or a head word, right?
Okay.
That's why they have given this option.
Okay. Thank you.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Vijaya, Hetirajan, you are not unmuted yourself. Okay. Lata Vidyaranya, you are also not unmuted yourself. Venkatesh G.A., you are unmuted now.
I should have lowered my hand. I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Anybody else? I don't. Lata Vidyaranya. Okay. I'm not able to unmute you. Yes. Okay. You are Lata. You can talk now.
Namaste.
Yeah. Namaste.
I would like to know, when we have a word beginning with the samyukta akshara, where to look up that word? Like say swatantra.
Swatantra is starting with sakara, right? You have to look at sakara. So basically that you can do the list display itself. So basically it's very simple, right? So swatantra. So swa, like you just start with swatantra. Swata, let's start with swata. Okay, swatantra, probably this is a compound word, so you could look at swa. So in the swa, you should look at the compound forms. Okay. See, swatantra.
Oh,
So it takes a little bit of practice. So keep trying. So start with swa and all these things. You should know, okay, it's a compound and all these things. So it's quite a challenge in the hapta itself, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's fine with the online dictionary. Just out of curiosity, I'm asking you the question because it's also related to the dictionary which we have a hard copy. Okay, if we have a hard copy, suppose I want to check the word prathama, under pa, it doesn't come. I have to finish all papa, pipi, pupu, pau, and then start looking for these.
Correct.
In a hard copy.
Correct.
So that's a little difficult for a beginner.
No, it says pra, right? Pa, ra, pra, pra. So basically, I understand it's difficult for a beginner, but you have to go through the grind for learning the language. There's no other shortcut.
Pa, papa, pipi, pau, you go to the end of pau, but the pam starts at the beginning of the list itself.
That is because the pam is a upasarga. So you can just think about the alphabet table, right? A, I, E, U, U, A, U, U, A, I, R, R, A, I, and all. And then after that, upasarga comes, right? Iti. That's why pam comes.
Anuswara.
Yeah. Yes.
Like pam pa, if I want to say.
Yeah. Basically, the dictionary organizer has thought it as a anuswara, pam pa, or something. That's the way he organizes the dictionary. It takes some time. Once you know this, once you have understood, okay, pampas will be here. Next time, you will not make this mistake, right? It takes some getting used to.
Okay. Okay. I have to explore it myself and learn.
Yes. Okay. So Dhanyavada. I see quite a few questions in the chat window. Let me go back to it. Okay. Somebody says, when we search stha, it shows the correct meaning at the end of a compound, staying in the building. Staha, a place, spot. Okay. All right. So it's just a comment. Okay. Pra is a conjunct. No. Yes. Correct. English is not that easy. English also not that easy. It's not spelled right. Correct. Yeah, you're right. Till date, you have. Till what date you'll be discussing the basic level? I mean, the basic is depend. It's a relative, right? So apte I will complete for today. Today I will complete apte. We will start with Monia Williams next week. How to search ehi e dhatu a upasarga lot lakar. Okay. So somebody has asked this question. I don't know who it is, but anyway. So ehi, it's very difficult to search. Actually, you should know the forms for e dhatu. All you can do is apurvaka upasarga a, so you just say a is a dhatu, it will show. A is a tu parasmitati dhatu, a plus e, to come, approach or near, that's all it will say. After that, you have to know that ehi is the madhyamapurusha lotlakara form of this dhatu. Of course, because you brought this form thing up, Vyoma Labs has wonderful, very good products. Dhaturupa Parichayaha is one product, and other Shabda Sangraha or something, Shabda Rupa Sangraha for Nama Padani. There are quite like around 220 Shabdas and Dhatus also, there are good. Right now there is some promotion also going on, Shivaratri, there are some discounts. If you are thinking of buying any thing like that where you can look up forms, you can always consider buying that. So it's very useful. Okay. Let me go back to the Ingato. Correct. Okay. So Mohanan 58.
Hello.
Namaste.
Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Namaste. How in the Hari Om, in the thing, how do you write vriksh? Suppose you want to check vriksh. How do you write vr? I cannot see that vr.
Okay.
I can see d.
Okay. So there I told you in the first class itself. So basically the vr is a vakara. First you have to write the vakara, and then you have to type
the
rkara. So here, if you are whatever in this particular keyboard, I have to type
v,
right. And then f.
Okay.
And then
okay.
Vriksha. So k.
Okay.
And then the shakara, right? The z, it's a z here. So
shakara. Oh, okay.
Vriksha.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any questions? Please, I will let me lower all your hands. If you have any questions, you can ask. We have like a couple of minutes to answer questions. I will start Monia Williams next week. Monia Williams, by the way, Monia Williams is a big dictionary. I will spend only one session on Monia Williams because we have covered quite a bit of apte. It is very, very similar to apte. Apte, in fact, wrote his dictionary based on inspiration from Monia Williams. So Monia Williams was a British man who lived in India, British colony. He wrote a big dictionary, and apte thought that, okay, it should be accessible to students. And then he wrote a smaller dictionary. And it so happened that this dictionary itself became big, and so they brought out another student's Sanskrit English dictionary, which is smaller. Okay. Any more questions? Please raise your hands. Okay, Vijaya. You are self-muted. Please unmute yourself, Vijaya Bagini. Yeah. You can talk now.
For this, using transgender letters, to get to Murdhani Shakaraha, first we have to use capital S, then small h.
No, that depends on what is the scheme you are using. Here it says only z, that's all. I mean, depends on what scheme you are using. That's why I told, let's go back to this. Okay.
Kyoto Harvard.
Yeah, if you are using Kyoto Harvard, you don't have to. You just have to type capital S, that's all. If you are using iTrans, you use SH. Yeah,
capital S and small h.
Depending on which input scheme. Yeah, it depends on which input scheme you are using. Okay, so please if you're not getting it, you have to go back to this and refer to this. I will upload this in the course page.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Dhanyavada. Venkateshwaran, you are self-muted. Please unmute yourself. Ah, okay. Yeah.
Hello. Namaste, sir.
Namaste.
Would you advise Moni Williams also to be downloaded?
The initial class I gave on installing dictionaries. If you go to that, you can choose any dictionary you want to install in your phone. So basically, the app is very, very user friendly, and you should go into the app and look for Moni Williams. It's called MW. Maybe it's not fully named. It'll have an abbreviation MW. One more thing is, I am not when you ask me what is my personal choice for using the English dictionary, I will go with Apte. That's why I spend so much time in Apte. Moni Williams is also a good dictionary. But the thing is, stick with one dictionary and learn as much. So don't jump around on the dictionary. One word you want to look up the meaning in seven dictionaries, it's not useful. So if you stick with one dictionary, I am giving this because this is a course and people have personal choices. For example, somebody will say, Moni Williams is the best dictionary for me. Okay, use it. I am not. So I am just giving you an overview of many dictionaries. But my point is to everybody should use dictionaries. It's very important.
Yeah.
Okay, Dhanyavada.
Yeah, thank you.
GVR.
Just for request, if you can also share your prayer and Shanti Mantra on the screen, we can also accompany you from our.
Okay, from next time I will do that.
Thank you.
I will surely do that. Dhanyavada. Okay, we will stop the class now. It's almost time. I will just tell the Shanti Mantram. Satya Pradyabhya Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishaha Go Brahmane Bhishrubamastu Nityam Lokas Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu. Okay, Shubhadinam.